podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, Kool-Aids. Welcome to Barca Talk. I'm your host, Gabriel Quiroga, here in the Spanish capital. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about Clásicos, but it's going to be fun and light, especially with all the news that is swirling with Barcagate, with the referee scandal. I think we have to go down memory lane and revisit some of the of our favorite Clásicos. I put this question to our Patreon community as well. They responded with some of theirs. But before we get into our favorite Clásicos, a quick word from NordVPN. Are you tired of hackers and cybercriminals snooping around your online activities? Do you want to safely access your favorite shows and content from anywhere in the world? Then you need NordVPN, the best VPN on the market. And the good news is that there's an exclusive birthday deal just for you. Buy NordVPN now and win extra subscription time. With NordVPN, you can protect your online activity and keep your private information away from prying eyes. And if you're traveling abroad, don't worry. Connect to a NordVPN server in your home country and safely enjoy content as if you never left. So what are you waiting for? Visit nordvpn.com/barca now to get this special birthday deal. Shield your data from snoops and criminals with NordVPN's state-of-the-art encryption. Safely listen to podcasts, stream shows, or simply browse in complete privacy. Again, visit nordvpn.com/barca. The link is in the show notes. Get NordVPN now and enjoy a safe and private online experience. So as I said in the intro, wanted to make today's episode a little bit lighter and just talk about some of my favorite Clásicos. And I also put this question to our Patreon community and wanted to get their input as well about some of their favorite Clásicos. Now, I've been lucky enough to go to a Clásico, and I never thought I would in my lifetime. I was able to go in the spring of 2016. My parents were visiting here in Spain. I was living in Zaragoza. Yeah, it was crazy. I remember my friend Luis was trying to get tickets for me all day online. I remember it was a Saturday night matchup, and he was online for me. He was my roommate at the time, and I could not get tickets. Could not get tickets on the FC Barcelona website. And I was pretty upset because prior to this, you know, my dad was visiting and I really wanted to go to the Clásico with him. And we had talked about buying tickets online through secondhand market. And of course, they're going to be expensive. But as I kept trying to tell my dad, it's like once in a lifetime type of thing that we're going to be able to be in Barcelona together to watch the Clásico with the height of these teams. Because, you know, it's funny when you are at the game. I remember being it so tense that I don't really remember this match. I was just watching the highlights really quickly to refresh. I mean, we're talking the height of MSN and Madrid with their team. I mean, this, and it's funny too to see how spry and fast everyone was in 2016. I know it's, man, it's time is flying by with our teams, but I digress. Anyway. I was pretty upset because I was planning to go to the Clásico with my dad, and we just could not get tickets that day. And I remember I went to Sagrada Familia to go do a tour, and I remember Luis texting me. He's like, I can't get the tickets, and I was so bummed. I was pissed. We went to lunch, and like a little baby, I was like, I'm going to go take a nap. I can't deal with this. I really wanted to go to the Clásico. So I wake up from the nap, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try if I can get on the website really quick and see if there's any last tickets. And lo and behold, there were. There were like two tickets. Unfortunately, my dad and I could not sit next to each other, but we got tickets to go to the match. And I remember it was so crazy. I got up. I screamed. I bought the tickets. My dad was in the other room. Get him up. I'm like, Dad, we're going to the Clásico. Let's go. Let's go. We got to go because the Clásico was starting like an hour and a half. That's how close I bought the tickets to game time. And of course, typical Spanish, there was a taxi cab strike, and we were trying to find a taxi for days. I basically stole one from an old lady, and maybe that's why the karma got back to me, because Barcelona lost 2-1 on goals from Ronaldo and Benzema. PK scored a header, but man, I just watching the highlights, I was so lucky to see so many of those all-time great players on that pitch. I mean, it's Messi, Suarez, Neymar. You know, we're talking Neymar before bulking up, essentially, right? This is right after the 2015 Champions League run. Wow, this, I mean, I was just looking at, I mean, everyone. I mean, just think about it. Pepe, young Carvajal. I mean, yeah, it's crazy to see the lineup when I was watching the highlights, but I just remember it was so tense in that match. We could not really break away. Madrid had some really great chances. And of course, Ramos got a red card. How could we forget? I mean, it's a typical Clásico. So that was my first Clásico. I'm hoping to go to another one soon. But yeah, that was a great time. And plus, what I always remember too is walking back with my dad after the match. Obviously, we were both disappointed that Barca lost. But as you know, after the matches, it is probably one of the worst logistical nightmares to get out of that, you know, that stadium and basically get back to your hotel or back to the center. You know, unfortunately, the Camp Nou is not located logistically in the greatest part, but I took this opportunity. My dad and I, we just decided to walk back towards Plaza Catalunya and Tetuan, and we had a really nice walk. Obviously, it was a long walk, but we stopped by and had some beers along the way, and it was really great. I remember we were just walking, talking about the match, about life and different things. So I always remember that as a special Clásico, even though Barcelona lost. The other Clásico that I always remember is the April 2010 Clásico, because that's really when I started to rev up my Barcelona engine. Now, I've been a fan of Barcelona since 1996, and I'm pretty sure you're tired of the story with young Ronaldo training in Las Gatas next to my hometown and my dad pointing out to me that he's going to be the next superstar. And so, but it wasn't really, I mean, I was following European football, but I got to be honest, you know, at that time I was definitely more into NFL football and NBA basketball at that time, with an eye always on world soccer and the World Cup. But it wasn't really till 2010 seasons when I started watching definitely a lot more matches. It was more accessible on ESPN, which definitely helped. And I just remember I had a work colleague who was into football too. He was a Chelsea fan. And I remember that he was one of my first American friends that really enjoyed weekend football. And so we started watching matches together. And I remember distinctly, I was at his house watching on a projector, the Clásico, just him and I in Phoenix. And yeah, and I always remember that goal that Messi scored, you know, basically almost pinballing through there and getting that 2-0 victory in the Bernabeu. And I distinctly remember just the feeling of how big the match was for the Clásico. And after that, I basically just started watching more matches, especially since it was more accessible on TV. So those are my two Clásicos that I wanted to highlight. And, you know, we all have our favorites. You know, obviously there's the Manita, that's obviously top three Clásicos of all time. I mean, there's so many. Another one for me also is the Champions League semifinal. I still can't get over how I was able to time that semifinal match and that Champions League run to ultimately be here in Barcelona when they won the Champions League. I just remember when Messi scored that all-time great goal against Madrid where he just took it 1v8. Man, I was screaming all over the house. And it still is one of those core memories of being a Barca fan that I still love. And I can never get tired of watching that goal, especially seeing everyone's reaction. And more importantly, or most importantly, Ronaldo's reaction, which I always love. Because he basically just witnessed one of the greatest goals and he was not part of it. So I made this question to our Patreon community. And so I wanted to go through some of those Clásicos because I think it's one of those rare sporting events where the world watches and it just always has this feeling of such a big match. And I love that. Now, I'm really happy that this is a Sunday night, 9 o'clock kickoff, because that just adds to the big feeling. We are lucky enough here in Spain that on Monday, it's Father's Day, so we have the day off. So that just makes it even better, right? That we're able to watch the Clásico and then have a day off the next day. So I might be having some beers on Sunday night. We will see. The first Clásico we want to revisit is a 2005, as Rick from our Patreon community brought up, and he said, in the middle of the Galactica era, Ronaldinho brought the Bernabeu to its knees. This, for me, marked the beginning of a decade of dominance in La Liga. We may never see a standing ovation for a Barcelona player again. Hear, hear. Now, that match is just awesome. I mean, I remember for a couple of things. I remember Ramos getting abused. used by Ronaldinho. Ronaldinho was in his prime, the speed and power that he was able to do. And also, just on a side note, which I always love, if you ever watch the movie Goal, they show this in the beginning of the movie, and I always laugh. So Ronaldinho getting the standing ovation from that Madrid socio, and yeah, that's such a great game. We were still trying to find our rhythm and play with that team, but with the amount of talent that we had up front, Ronaldinho was, that Clasico 2005 is just something special. It's just something special, especially on those goals that he is able to basically juke Ramos out of his shoes. And that's when Ramos first came to Madrid as well. So he was very young, had the long hair, was high flying around, tackling like crazy. Carlos brings up, he says, can't remember my first, but can tell you my three favorites. Ronaldinho standing ovation 2005, just like Rick. MSN running riot 4-0 in 2015. And Messi's shirt celebration in 2017. All three really great. I think the shirt celebration is one of those iconic moments as well. I think, you know, when you look back at Messi's era in Barca, you know, he starts the Clásico with a bang, with a hat trick. I mean, that hat trick still is, unbelievable. Because if you tell me that Barcelona are down a man and a kid from 18 years old is going to score his first hat trick at the Clásico and not only save the team, but just create a superstar trajectory. I mean, those are the things that movies are made of, you know? And you think about those goals that Messi scored in that match in his first debut, it's just insane. It's insane. And then follow it up to 2017 with the shirt celebration. That goal, I remember specifically, I'm pretty sure it was a Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock kickoff, because I remember I was waiting for a ride. I believe this was, if I can remember correctly, let's see how good my memory is. This was December 2017, could be, maybe not, I'm not sure, I can't remember right now. But anyway, let's just talk about the goal. The goal is Sergio Roberto's epic run. This goal and also the PSG goal, I mean, those are Hall of Fame moments for Sergio Roberto, but this goal, I think, more because of the pace. And you would never, I mean, when you talk about Sergio Roberto, you really talk about pace, but in the way he was able to dribble through and no one stopped him, I think obviously that drives the whole play. I mean, just think about this goal, right? So, you know, James Rodriguez comes in and scores that goal, and you're just like, God, man, we were so close to getting those 3 points. There's like 5 minutes left. They work it in the corner. We work it out. Sergio Roberto drives it like 60 yards, essentially, right? Coast to coast, peanut butter and toast. Then Andres Gomes is involved in this goal. Like, what? Andres Gomes, you know? Andres Gomes, what have you done to me? Anyway, so he, you know, gives the pass to Jordi Alba. And then Jordi Alba just obviously does that patented middle pass that he always does. And Messi just comes through. And the other just savvy veteran move in that play is the Suarez shield that lets the ball go through. I mean, that goal, not only is it the game winner, but also just the moment that it came. And obviously Barcelona were able to win. And you know, it's funny because during the Messi era, Barcelona definitely did very well at the Bernabeu. I mean, I never thought that Madrid was always, or Madrid had that home field advantage as much as we did at the Camp Nou. So Messi definitely just think about all the Clásicos with Messi. I mean, it's just incredible. Like, all those amazing moments. And yeah, I just love thinking about those. I mean, we are so lucky to have witnessed Messi, but not only Messi, but Messi being on our team, the team that we love. I mean, that's just all-time things. You know, when you have an all-time player that plays for your team that you support, it just takes it to another level. I've been lucky enough in my sport fandom to have quite a few Hall of Famers, and it never gets old. You know, first started with Joe Montana, Jerry Rice. You know, I thought that that's what everyone had, you know, Hall of Famers on their team. And now looking back, it's just crazy how that works. And now with my Warriors, with Steph Curry, I mean, even last night I was just watching some highlights of Steph Curry before I went to bed because it was his birthday and YouTube showed that video algorithm to me. And man, I can't get enough. And Messi's the same way, you know. When you revisit, especially young Messi, just how much joy he brought to us, and especially in these Clásicos. I mean, the shirt, it's iconic. It's iconic. The last comment we have is from Kathy. Kathy talks about Puyol's goal celebration in 2009 is my favorite. I remember sitting in complete awe during that game. What a joy we created that day. Love to get back to that. Yeah, of course. I mean, that's the pivotal moment, you know. That's Puyol kissing the armband. And I also remember that match, just how good Henry was on that match, Eto as well. And then obviously just our pressing in that match was just ridiculous. I mean, that was just ridiculous. And especially after we gave up the lead in the beginning of that match and we came back. I mean, that's the 6-2 match, you know. And yeah, it's just, we've been so lucky with, you know, so many great moments in these Clásicos, and especially in the last 20, 25 years, it's been definitely on Barca's side. You know, obviously, when we talk about the history of the Clásico, you know, the front part of it is definitely dominated by Madrid, and you can say whatever you want with the politics involved with it, the refereeing, the players, obviously under Franco and so forth, but it is what it is. That's the history. That's what happened. And most importantly, though, when it has been an even playing field, Barcelona have done pretty well. And especially, you know, ever since I've been here in Spain, I can only think a couple of times of heartbreak in the Clásico. Obviously, when I went in person, maybe it was the karma from stealing the taxi from the old woman. We'll never know. But yeah, what are some of your favorite Clásicos? Let us know. You know, this is some of the kind of topics and chat we have in our Patreon community. So if you're looking to have further conversations about Barcelona, join our Patreon. It's only $5 a month. You get access to our WhatsApp, and also you get commercial-free podcasts. So that's going to do it tonight. I'm going to finish watching this pathetic Madrid-Liverpool match. I cannot get a read on any of these teams, and both of them just, man, they just kill me because there's a lot of action, but no one's scoring. But we'll see. Anyway, everyone, we will talk on Friday where we'll have a scouting report and just some of the latest news going into Sunday's Clásico. Everyone have a good Wednesday, and we'll talk to you on Friday.
Sports Social Podcast Network.